Reverend Ray song too.
Blog Talk Radio.
No limit. No boundaries. I see increase all around me. Say no limits. No boundaries. I see increase all around me. Come on. Stretch forth, break forth, release me, enlarge my territory. Can you pray these words with me? No limits, no boundaries. Come on. Said I see increase. All around me, stretch forth, break forth, release me, enlarge my territory. Say, no limit, no boundaries. Said I see increase all around.
Music. I am your host,
Dr. Ben LC in the studio with you today, man. I'm excited for man. It's football time, y'all. Y'all on the boys ready. He's ready. Y'all ready?
No limit.
Topic 10 ways to not be effective worship. 10 ways to not be.
Say what you heard. So you can see what you said. Say what you heard. So you can see what you said. Oh, pray these words. Take the limits off. Take the limits off. Take the limits off. Take the
And you can be a part of today's broadcast. If you're already online, then you've already called
it.
This one that is just from our producer, the best producer in the land, the one who owns it. All the text, email, prayer requests, all of it.
Enlarge my territory.
You can be a part of greatness. Now, area code 233, 870-4375. That is all in all.
It's a time of favor. It's a time of rain. It's a time of increase. It's a time of harvest. It's a time for reaping. You've sown in many tears. You've sown countless nights. You've paced your floor back and forth. You've believed. You've stood on words that you have yet to see come to pass. But this is the time for rain. Ask for the rain. Ask for the rain in the time of rain. Ask for favor while favor is falling.
Follow us on the gram at TTLO Radio. Same thing. Follow us on the gram at TTLO Radio. 2 T's, 1 L, 1 O. TTLO Radio is where you can find us on the gram. If you want to follow us on Facebook, Facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Or if you're already on Facebook, just go to the search menu and look for Taking the Limits Off Radio, and you will find us there. Don't forget, we are with the live stream. Yeah, that's what I'm wanting to say. The live streams are up and running. You can also find us right now live on your Facebook and YouTube channel, Facebook.com. Just told you what that was, YouTube. You can find us on YouTube. Just do a simple search for the Taking the Limits Off Radio Show, and you'll find us there. Hit that subscribe button if you're watching us on YouTube. If you're watching us on Facebook, come on and jump in the chat real quick and just let me know who you are, where you're watching from. Go ahead and do that real quick. Just jump in the chat box on this Good Friday evening, y'all. Good Friday evening. And don't forget, last but not least, we are an iHeartRadio partner, which means you can find us on your iHeartRadio app. Just do a simple search for the Taking Your Limits Off Media Group. When you find that, you'll click that. You'll see all of the shows, all of our previous shows, all the way back from way back when. You can find us there. And you can also find us on Spotify, iTunes, anywhere you can download a podcast. Guess what? You can find us there. Hey, Malia Story, good to see you. Good to see you. God bless you. Thank you so much. I see some more of y'all in there. Come on, check in real quick. If you are listening on Blog Talk Radio, actually online, you can probably see the chat box is open there. You can check in there as well. So y'all come on, say something to me. Let me know who and where you are possibly or are rather watching from. But look, let's just get into today's show, man. Let's just talk about it. You know, how y'all doing? Y'all did anybody melt? Did anybody lose weight because y'all had no air conditioning? You just sweated off. Could you imagine what would have happened if you had on one of those sauna suits, Tanya? One of those sauna suits during the heat wave? Well, I probably would have lost 20. Literally are dead. I mean, one of them movies. But
remember, they still look me.
I know. But I'm just saying, you could drink water, you know, to keep you hydrated. But then I'm thinking about getting one of them sauna suits. I just take it off and then it's going to be dripping water everywhere, sweat everywhere. So I'm like, I don't know about that. Right, sweat it up. But, yeah, man, it was hot. What's going on, man? What's going on? What's going on, bro Wilson? Good to see you, man. Looking forward to seeing y'all tomorrow on the lane. But yeah, man, it was hot, man. Look here, it was Wednesday was rough, right? Wednesday was rough because Wednesday had the good old I think it was 97, 98 ish or whatever. We had a heat index. I saw like 102, 103, 104, somewhere up in there. But that Thursday, y'all know about that Thursday. That Thursday hit different because I checked my phone. Y'all saw my post. Those you can follow me. On Facebook or whatever. Y'all saw my post. My phone said to me that it was 90 and 9 degrees, if I could say it like the late great Bernie Mac, degree. It was 90 and 9 degrees. But my phone said, but brother, the real feel was 109. That's what it said when I posted the picture. But when I was talking to LaTanya on the phone yesterday and I decided to look again, it said 100 degrees. But then it said the real feel was 115 degrees. Let me explain something, y'all. What's that for? 115. I told Tanya, this is why I can't, if for no other reason, this is why I don't want to go to hell. Ain't nobody got time for that. You mean tell me I'm going to be in hell and hotter than that and just be suffering because ain't no get, look here. No, no, sir. No, sir. Ain't going to be able to do it. I ain't going to be able to do it. 115 degrees was the heat index at one point yesterday. We broke records. They said it was the first time we hit 100 flat, I think since 90. Was it 87 or 97? Somewhere up in there. I don't remember. But it was nothing nice. I said, my God, today. Yeah, so just so y'all make it, did nobody get sick or nothing or whatever. I felt bad for, my mom said to me yesterday, she felt bad for those people that were outside of the police station, the immigrants who were outside, you know, sleeping outside or whatever. I saw in a lot of areas they pulled up cooling buses. First, I didn't know what cooling buses was, but they're just school buses that happen to have air conditioning. So some school buses don't have air conditioning. Like, I don't ever recall being on a school bus with air conditioning. She said they said black don't crack, but I promise you it does melt. I know that's right. Look here. I know that's right because it was. Now, I must say, praise Jesus for the air of salvation. Down to the Christ the King. Let me say that real good, real quick. Praise Jesus for the air, A-I-R, of salvation down to the Christ the King. Because baby, my room was chilly Ask me if I complain. Not at all. They was coming to my room because apparently up on the third floor, but see, that's where all the heat was because heat rise. On the third floor, it was one room had air, other room not quite. One room had air, and my brother Max, his room was one of the ones that had not quite. I sent them a message on the internal message. I said, you want to come down here and get one of these Fiji ice cubes?
Yeah, you did make Fiji ice
cubes. I do have Fiji ice cubes in my refrigerator. Let me just talk about that for a moment. What do you mean a waste of water? If I use my Batman cup, I have my Batman mug because I don't drink coffee.
Oh, did it change color?
I don't know how to use it.
See,
you know what I'm saying? If I use my Batman cup and I want to pour me a cold beverage, I can put my Fiji ice cubes, glory to God, and pour my Sprite over my Fiji ice cube, glory to God. I have to say that when I pour Fiji. But because, you know, God cried those tears into that container. But yes, that is literally the sweat of God. Huh? But yes, I have Fiji ice cubes in my freezer, in my refrigerator freezer.
Where your Phoenician come in?
That's at work right now. I don't see not a man, bird, squirrel, rabbit. They said we ain't coming out. The devil. Right.
I said the devil was out there doing the South Side percolator and the West Side percolator.
I didn't notice that it wasn't around, like, you know, yesterday was day everybody should have watched their guard. Because what nary pigeon, you're right, wasn't nothing flying yesterday. Nothing living. Only thing flying yesterday was airplane. I didn't even see a mosquito.
I didn't see
nothing, though. I was glad. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house where the air is. That's from the book of Daniel, chapter 75, verse 13-2. It was rough yesterday, but I'm glad we made it through. Apparently there's another heat wave coming next week, but not as bad. Yeah, it's hopefully bad. Yeah, it's hopefully getting hot. Not like that foolishness, but you know, hot enough. So yeah. Next thing. So is anybody on right now? Anybody still have grade or elementary or high school children? Any of y'all still got some elementary or high school children still running around? Had the first week of school, even though I noticed out in the South Suburbs, they shut down for 2 days. They said, we going remote.
Well, I know some schools still are not starting to after Labor Day.
What?
Yeah, because I was asking Sparkle. I was like, what happened? Like, how's the kids? She was like, they don't start to live.
I forgot she transferred that child. You're right. What? I wonder where they do that at. That's interesting. But yeah, so first week of school started, man, it was good. I like my students. I do. I like my students. I got 74 seniors, and I get to see all of them. So I like my students. I got some character. They are hilarious. But I like my students, man. I got a good group of students. I'm excited for them. Excited for their futures and everything. My students last year, I was a little worried about them. I'm still worried about them. But yeah, it's been a good week. It's been a good week. Hopefully everybody made it back to school okay. Felicia says, sing and praise the Lord.
I know, that's right.
I'm free, no longer bound by school days, children. I know that. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, amen.
I mean.
Because we ain't got none of these. Amen. Amen. Amen.
I was glad the last one went on coming back to school.
For what?
Birthday.
Oh. Who?
It
is. Oh, somebody?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm like, wait a minute. We done all our birthdays done birthday. Except yours. You the last remaining birthday. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you the last remaining one. Everybody done birthday. Grandbaby to everybody. Everybody done birthday already. So you the last one. You the last one. So anyway, congrats to all of them. Hope everybody had a successful and safe school year going forward. Did y'all see y'all boy? y'all boy, Mr.
Mr. Bendy.
Did y'all see y'all boy and his lovely mugshot down to the Florida, down to Georgia, I'm sorry, the Fulton County, Georgia. Yeah, I saw that. It was, you know what's interesting? And again, I'm not into conspiracy theories. But you hear stuff, you go, oh, that's funny. But then you hear some stuff that'll have you thinking. And I was watching an interesting, right. I was watching an interesting reel or whatever you want to call it, TikTok, however it comes up. And they were talking about how, remember when Donald Trump won the first time and how the media was pushing this whole, oh, he's crazy. He'll never win. And then all of a sudden, y'all didn't like Hillary. So y'all didn't go vote. And he slid right on up in there. So this time, he didn't go to the first debate.
He recorded
his conversation. He recorded his conversation and on Tucker, or with Tucker Carlson, or whatever his internet show is. And he was on there. So you had on the debate stage a bunch of other people that, you know, who knows who they're going to be. But the project, they said, how much money this dude raised after his mugshot was posted. These Republicans, these Trump people, they raised millions of dollars using his mugshot. I am just like, wow. I am wow. So yeah, and then yeah, I saw the sister that used to work for R. Kelly and Kanye.
So what happened? I didn't see.
She worked for Trump.
She worked for Trump now?
She did. So that's why she in trouble. She got indicted with the rest of them. What's her name? Because Keith, somebody, I don't know, give me the first name. But yeah, she had to go down there and turn herself in. Yeah, she had to go down there and turn herself in because she was one that went down there threatening the people. Yeah, she was threatening the people, talking about for trying to make them call voter fraud when there wasn't any. She was doing that dirt from Chicago. They got on, and the thing about the people in Georgia, let me tell you about people in Georgia. They knew that it was going to be some mess because I just find it funny that all the phone calls was recorded. Because the one with Trump talking about, man, look, I just need you to find 11,000. 481 votes. I know you can do it. I need you to go in and find. Look, you can do it. Just go in there and find. Get somewhere around there, dig around, and find me 11,000. And then the Lutheran pastor, he went down there, got in trouble. Yeah, he down there. He had to go there. Him got indicted too. All, what is it, 19 of them or 16? Like 19 people? So, yeah. The one brother, who was that, Harrison, they still in jail because they didn't get a bond. Now, here's something that I found interesting. And y'all tell me this, I'm not going to stay on the political thing too long. So, Donald Trump's bond was $200,000. You only have to pay 10%. 10%, 20 G's. Here's where the interesting part comes to me. And maybe it's because of taxes. I don't know. I said I was going to do a little research, but I didn't have time. Donald Trump used the bail bondsman to get out of jail.
So bail bondsman, okay.
Yes.
So that bail bondsman put up his own block.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Where's Donald's money?
Right now.
You get both of them. Where's Donald's money? Donald used a bail bondsman's company to bail out of jail. Now, maybe there's something in a tax break or something that he gets from using bail bond people. But all I know is he ain't got 20 G's. He ain't just have, like, here you go, bro, run the yard real quick. I mean.
No, sir.
No?
No.
You can't put, you couldn't put it on the debit card?
Trump has.
He ain't got like 20 stacks like just laying around.
He is running low.
I know Rudy was struggling. Rudy ain't got no money. Rudy said he ain't got no money. He went to Donald to ask for the money, and that must didn't work out right.
What about your
friend? Misha said he's trying to sell them mugger t-shirts. He gonna sell them mugshot t-shirts. Cause he probably didn't have no money cause he can't use his campaign money for legal fees no more. Cause you know that's what he normally do. But I just found that interesting. My man used the bail bond. She said Rudy got a public defense.
Man, he sure does.
He ain't got none of that the head that he was using in the jailhouse though. They ain't got none of that. So yeah, that's that. You know, it is what it is. You know, we gonna let that go. Let's get to the last thing before we move on. Kia, the city of Chicago. Now this one gets me. This one really gets me. I want y'all to pay attention to this one. The city of Chicago is suing Kia. City of Chicago is suing Kia, Hyundai, and all them. I'm gonna play the video for y'all so y'all can hear it and watch it too. And because I just found that to be somewhat I'm gonna say on the amazing side. They are literally suing the city of Chicago. Is suing Kia and Hyundai now over the ease of being able to steal a car. So let's get to it. I wanted to. I had too many. Why do I have two things open? My first question when I saw this was, who gets the money? My first question when I saw this was who's going to get the money? Who's going to get the money from if so? And Felicia, you probably was right on the head. You was like for the resources they use. So I guess there needs to be now. Maybe there's going to be a maybe it just hasn't happened yet. Is there going to be a what do they call those things like they do for Facebook and the social media stuff? Is it going to be a large the big suits? What do they call them? When they combine the lawsuits, class action. It's going to be a class action joint against Kia and Hyundai from people, and then don't go their route, and y'all, and everybody gonna get a $20 check in the mail because your car was stuck.
No, all cars need to be underneath that. Cause, I mean, all cars in the state of Illinois. If I get anyone from Kia and Hyundai, it's
go to all the car owners. What resources? Why did not go out there?
Y'all ain't go looking for nobody's car.
We are paying
for what? What resources? We found our own stuff. The Geico and Racine Police found our stuff. Chicago did nothing. Did absolutely nothing.
They didn't provide
you with their own telephone. They don't even provide you with their
name. Nothing. They act like they didn't
even
know nothing.
Yeah. You wouldn't even release it correctly. Right. You wouldn't show up for nothing. Wouldn't get no information. You know. So I mean, who y'all? What y'all suing for?
It's gonna be overtime.
What overtime? Hell, we was on hold for what? Almost an hour. Trying to get somebody on the phone the day the car was stolen. And we ain't got no keys. So, yeah. I don't get that one. I'm going to wait for some more details on that one. Because I don't get that one at all. Like, nah, y'all don't keep that. We ain't trying to do that at all. No way. No way. No how. No
and
way. But
I will always ask myself,
you were not
for only city or state.
They're selling them all over the country.
And everything. They are rings of it. So, like, you know, it's the car dealerships or car makers even go for this. But, you know, it's going to be, you got to give the best way you can. Like, that's what insurance is for.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, y'all, look, we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation and we'll jump into our Article 4 tonight. I hope y'all ready for that. Let me get some music prepared. Yes, sir. There we go. Spotify. I feel like Spotify do updates like every. Where is the song at? I want to play. I call myself saving it in the list where I can find it easy. Alicia's sister song. And it ain't nowhere to be found. So I'm trying to really find out where it is. I thought for sure I saved it down here. But I cannot find it.
Oh,
you know what? I want to play this one. Your joint. I ain't played it in a while. Be right back, y'all. T, 1L, 1L, TT, LO, radio. Oh, that ain't through the commercial plan in the background. Well, I used to be a plan first. I cut it off that way. Let's try it again. Go. What song? Oh, is that her name? Oh, that's why I couldn't find it.
No, you act like you just like you knew the name. You didn't say what's her name.
No, I didn't know. I didn't. I couldn't find the phone.
You got
it for twice. How? Let me check on it. Still doing it?
Yes, it's like two songs are playing.
But how? What is that?
You hear it, right? You might need to just come back. Oh, you okay? You okay?
What is going on?
No, you okay?
Yeah, but still don't know what's going on.
Keep put food on your table. And he puts shoes on your
Not lattes with the bishop. Help us, Jesus. I sent you a song in Messenger. And this song she sent in Messenger. Who she sent it to? You?
I don't have it.
Me neither. Yeah, I don't got it. Look, we don't got it. Wait, she can send it to, nope. We ain't worried about it. Y'all worried about it? We ain't worried about it. Come on. I still think that's one of the baddest bands. Whoever the musicians was that played for that song, they was getting it. They was getting it. You know what I would love to see right now? I think I want to see this song performed live. Because I just think it would be something to see. Oh, God. Hey, Felicia, you're going to make some lattes for the table. Oh, God. I think that would be something to see. Oh, I know what I'm wanting to play. I know what I'm going to play. Let me get it up. Let me get it. I sent it to you. What did I send it to you? On Instagram? The preacher thing. Or was it on Messenger?
Instagram,
thank you. I saw this interesting reel, and I said, well, this is interesting. I'm gonna send it to, yeah. And I thought y'all would appreciate this one. Maybe y'all saw it, maybe y'all didn't. But I want to play this for y'all. And that's I Ain't Worried About It. From now, his Archbishop, Cornelius Williams. Let me see if I can get this. The play. All right. All right, hopefully this will play without all the echo.
If you run up on somebody who calls himself a prophet.
Let me get that out of here. All right, so let me get this one, y'all. Now, y'all ready for this? Let's see what happens here. I want to play the real, not the thing. Why'd you do that, sir? That's not what I asked you to do. You know, sometimes you just want stuff just to work when you push the button. All right, here we go. Did y'all see this one? I thought y'all would appreciate this one. Here. Yeah. Really? Yeah. Let's see, y'all. Y'all ready? Here we go. Let me tell you if y'all saw this one. That's it. I just want to share that with y'all. Y'all hear that? Now, I got a lot of people, associates, peers, some who use fair titles. And I recognize, you know, we've had them for years. You know, we had, you know, before I knew about any bishop, for real, all I knew was, you know, only bishop I knew was Bishop Don Juan. That's the only bishop I knew was Bishop Don Juan. He said, I disagree with Ephesians 4:11. I'm glad. He said, Ephesians 4:11. Let's get that. You know, we like to find out information together. Ephesians 4:11. His name says, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists. Let's get the whole thing. Let's see. Wherefore he says, and now he defended the same and also set it up above heaven and might fill all things. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers for the sake of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Till we all come to the unity and knowledge of the Son of God, unto the perfect man, unto the measure of stature and the fulfillment, I'm sorry, and the fullness of Christ. Let's get that message version before we talk about it. Let's get the message version. Let's get the message version. You understand it and understand it, that's what we do. Ephesians 4, that's what it is. He says, and the one who climbed down is the one who climbed back up to the highest heaven. He handed out gifts above and below. Filled heaven with his gifts. Filled earth with his gifts. He handed out gifts of apostle, prophet, evangelist, and pastor, teacher, to train Christ followers in skilled servant work, working with Christ's body, the church, until we are all moving rhythmically and easily with each other, efficient and grateful, and in response to God's Son, who is your adult. To develop within and without spiritualized life. Right. Now, there's no secret that I, for years, since we've been doing this show, there's been two popes that they have done. We've been doing this show, at least two. Maybe three. There's going to be two popes that have done. And I have, for years, tried to get listening. Long before she had the last name came, I was trying to get her not to call down to the bank to see about maybe the report. But I'm not Catholic, so that's probably not going to work out. But I figured, you know, that I could just go ahead and skip some steps. And I did say on VJ Airways, or as my good friend Michael Bernard Henderson would say, I did say I wanted to be the first black Catholic pope. I do remember saying those words on VJ Airways. Now, here is where I am, here is where the confusion comes to me. He gave some apostles. That's what he did. To be clear. Now be specific. You always got to be specific with the timing and everything else. He gave some, yes. Jesus called the 12. Part of being an apostle of Christ, an apostle of Christ, is being called by him. Right? That's part of what makes you an apostle. Right? In biblical sense, right? In Acts, in the book of Acts, chapter 1, very first book, It literally said that a man, in order for a man to be an apostle, that he had to be a member first of that first group of disciples, that first 70. There were 70 disciples. In that first group, there were 70 disciples. And from them, he called 12. They had to abandon the disciples from the beginning. They had to have been an eyewitness. This is the Bible's description. They had to have been an eyewitness of Christ's resurrection. And the only one that was added afterwards was Paul, making him the additional apostle. So they had to qualify those things. But that was it. That was it. So these new apostles, I'm trying to help the people. I'm trying to help the people. Bless you, Brother Logan. I'm trying to help the people. Again, I ain't knocking nobody. Do what you do. Because even Paul, people say, well, Paul wasn't at the resurrection. Ah, but he met Jesus after he resurrected. Come on, y'all, stay with me, stay with me. In the flesh. Y'all know the story, he fell off, when he got knocked off his ass, I'm just reading what the Bible says, don't get mad at me. He got knocked off his ass and said, Paul, why did y'all kick against the priest? That Jesus. Now that is what I know. And that's the only definition. Now, if there's something different, help us get it, brother. I'm kind of smart. My doctorate degree is legit. I've never. I don't know it all. I know enough. But what little I know, I stand on it. I stand on it. I'm just saying what I'm saying. So. I'm a little shaky. Again, I'm a little shaky. I ain't trying to break up no friendship or nothing. I'm just saying what I'm saying. But you know, even now, somebody said they're a problem. So, prophets in the Bible, okay? Prophets in the Bible were used to bring information. There was no Bible. Stay with me. The Bible didn't exist when prophets were around. So those people were called to prophesy to the people. Stay with me. So it's one of those things where, yes, the gift of prophecy is very powerful. That you can get some information. But the prophetic speaking that was going on in the Old Testament clear question. Y'all ready? What's my argument? Because people are calling themselves apostles. I don't have an argument. I'm agreeing with brethren. I'm agreeing with the brother. I don't have an argument. I'm agreeing with this brother right here. This same brother. I'm agreeing with him. Part of the problem for the conversation. What is the question? I shouldn't call it a problem. Part of it is you have so many people running around playing prophet. You have so many people running around playing prophet and giving people false information You got so many folks running around playing prophet. Again, if I'm wrong, correct me. And I am correctable, but bring me scripture and verse. Correct me, because when I gave the biblical description of what an apostle was, help me understand which apostle you know. Which apostle you know saw the risen Christ? Now, if they did, that's beautiful. That's one of the things. Now, if they said it's on, that's one. Now, right, the Bible does speak of a lot of false prophets. Because if you think about it from this standpoint, can I teach you a little bit more and then I'll move on? If you think about it from this standpoint, if there were prophets today, if the purpose of the prophet, let's look at the purpose of the prophet. If the purpose of the prophet was to reveal the truth from God, then why would we need prophets if we have God's completed revelation in the Bible? Paul right there, that's the preacher's talk. Ain't nobody gonna say nothing. I'm driving this. I mean, that's what they mean. If there are prophets today, and if the purpose of the prophet was to reveal the truth from God, why would we need real prophets if we already have the completed revelation from God in the Bible? If prophets, listen. If prophets were the foundation of the early church, the foundation of the early church, then I have to ask you this question. This is why I'm asking this question. Are we still building the foundation today? If the prophets were the early foundation of the church, and then Jesus came, died, got up, and then told Peter, upon this rock, I'll build my church, then, don't get me wrong. Can God get somebody a message to deliver to somebody else? Absolutely. Not saying that. He absolutely can give a message to you to give to somebody else. Absolutely. Does God reveal to somebody in a supernatural kind of way and enable that person to deliver a message to others? Absolutely. Absolutely. But is it the biblical gift of prophecy? I don't think about it from this standpoint. Look at it from this standpoint. Whatever the case, whatever the person claims that to be speaking about, you know, the edge of the problem, the key, watch this. Here's the key. When somebody gives you a prophetic unction, whatever they call it, the key is to compare what they say with what the Bible says. Compare what they say to what the Bible says. And if God were to speak to somebody today, it would be 100% complete agreement with what God has already said in the Bible. God is not going to say something in the Bible and then turn around and tell you something that turns around and contradicts what the Bible says. I'm going to make that real clear. I'm going to say it again real slow. If God gives me something to tell you, and it contradicts what his word already says, then somebody lied. And last time I checked, my Bible says, he's not a man. Him can't lie. And that's right. That, right. Felicia, you just said it. I think that's in 1 John, if I'm mistaken. Don't believe, when he says something about don't believe every spirit, but test the spirit, not the spirit. Huh? And I think Thessalonians, hold on. I think it's in 1 Thessalonians. I think 1 Thessalonians. Well, 1 Thessalonians said, don't keep the prophecy with the but test everything. Test everything. And then hold on to the good part. So if it's a word from the Lord that's supposed to be a prophecy, then our response should be the same. But always compare what it says with what the word says. And if it contradicts the Bible, throw it out. And then if it agrees with the Bible, watch this. Then you pray for wisdom and discernment as to how you should apply the message that the person gave you. I understand that because again, and I this ain't no slight to none of my people I'm affiliated with. Nobody's been on this show because I've had prophets and apostles on this show. And I have a lot of respect for them. But y'all know how I am with titles. Y'all know titles are not, I go by the titles I go by the titles in Timothy. No, the prophetic and the prophecy is not always good news. But you know what? You know what, Felicia? You know what I find interesting? Is that when you see people prophesy, every time I've seen a video, and maybe y'all help me out, every time I've seen a video of somebody prophesying to somebody, it's good news. The Lord told me to tell you that cousin you've been praying about, he about to come out of it. And then you start shouting, and then your friend that came to church with you, oh, you tell your friend that's sitting with you, they coming out too. I've never seen, and maybe they ain't supposed to televise though, but I never seen a prophet go tell somebody when they come up there, you know, everybody come up, get their hand, get the land on them. I ain't never seen a prophet say, hey, maybe you want to talk about it, right? Get your prophet and the prophet come and lay his hands on him. Say, hey, the Lord told me to tell you, you don't need that go along, you're going to end up dead. I'm just saying, like, I want to see if somebody gonna turn around and run on that one. Brother, come on. Brother. No, it's gonna be dead. If you don't stop this around that woman, you're gonna be dead and she gonna be dead. Let me see you break down and run a lap around it. I'm just saying, I have you ever seen anybody get now if I see that and the person get up and start running, now that person might be like, oh, no, for real. I'm just saying, I ain't seen it. I know Peter Popoff was a real dude. He's bringing out here. Hey, Peter Popoff, I used to play Peter Popoff when I was a child. Me and my mom used to get it. My mom used to be like, put my hands in. Listen, what? Let me show you how funny the for the circle though. When I was a kid, y'all call my mom, right? That's how my mom was playing. But when we were turning the channel on, you know, regular TV, we'd be flipping the channel, and Peter Popoff would be on. He had that white suit, all the white suit. Him and Benny Hinn, that was under the white suit, and Peter Popoff, he would be healing the deaf people. But he would be healing, it would be somebody would come up. And so he always had his person with the microphone. Right? And he doesn't have a mic like
I believe my bad man down back when he was tall enough.
You actually think it's like,
so wait, he would have, hold on, give me, don't give me, I need, give me. Wait for my man, y'all. Oh, you know what? Give me that one. Give me the one. Yes, I need him for this moment. This is going up this moment.
Thank you.
All right. All of y'all ready. So be careful. But tell the people. They would already have people lined up, you know, people that were coming for the healing. And so they would come up. And it would be like a little kid. It would be a little kid. And so this dude on the side would say, this is little Bruce. And Bruce, lost his children when he was three. And Bruce came in. And so Peter Popoff would say, he did his life before. So, you know, people were actually deaf, looking at girls like Molly Matlin, Maitland, the actress. So, you know, if you ever heard her talk, her speech is not great because of being deaf. So she's never, like, lost her hearing. I think she lost her hearing early or something like that. So she can't really hear all the girls. So her speech is not great. But Peter Popoff would have somebody on there. And he would be like, we're going to pray for him right now in the 90s. We're going to pray for him. So then he would get his oil now. I ain't got no oil. I'm going to oil. He was a guy who didn't. He's like, oh, this guy. So he would be like, massage in the ear with the oil. And then he would say something like this. Evil foul spirit. The death spirit. Come out. And then he would pop their ear like that. Then, all of a sudden, he'd be like, okay. He's going with the head like, now, repeat after me. Baby. And then the kid or whoever it was, the half teenager, would turn around and go, Oh, he was saying, you have to go research any Peter Popoff video. He would have guessed me. But that's like me. Again, this is Bruce. Bruce, y'all know Bruce. That's like me telling Bruce. Bruce lost his leg in Vietnam, man.
Damn.
He's gone. But I believe he can walk again. Right, we was up there too. We was. It was all of us up there. Please, y'all. It was all of us up there. So all of a sudden, he said, we believe he can walk again. Y'all see Bruce. But I believe that he will, not only will he walk, because he will run.
you
ain't saved if you listen to me. And then, now you remember this, my man was on there, and he took his robe off. And he started like wiping his sweat and cutting the robe off and saying, I've been mailing these things. If you send me a gift right now in the mail, if you send me $50, I will mail you a piece of this sacred cloth that I just took off my musty sweaty body for $50. And you just rip it on yourself. And you will be healed. This here is what magic, this water here is healing water that I got from the river down in the Jordan River. I can do the other thing. But I'm going to send you this for a little offering of $95.99. And if you drink this water when it comes, see, this is what I'm talking about. So people end up in line and doing all this kind of stuff and giving money. I never once in the Bible saw a prophet ask for money. Never once in the Bible that I read. Now, like I told y'all earlier, it's very possible. I do not know it all. But I read the Bible somewhere around 3-4 times in its entirety. Like, we're talking about 3-4 times. I yet to get to the part where the actual prophets of God were saying, hey, run me a couple of dollars for this prophet. Could you imagine Elijah when he got to the house with the woman and the children, and all she had was a little oil and a little flour, a little meal, make a little cake. And he just said, hey, make me a cake first. Make me a cake first. Right, make me a cake first. And then when you make my cake, you got a couple of dollars you can give me? Because I got a prophetic word for you after I get the dollars. Some of these prophets ain't no different than finding, what's your girl name? Coleman out. Cleo. Yeah. Madam Cleo. Some of her stuff probably was more accurate. And look here. Could a man of God, now here's the deal. I will share this with you. And if you ever see my mama, you ask her, she will share this story with you. I took my mother to the Oprah Winfrey Show. Way back in the summer of the year, I took my mother to the Oprah Winfrey Show, and I believe it was the Aretha Franklin Oprah Winfrey Show. Aretha Franklin was Oprah Winfrey. This was a long, long time ago. And I took my mother to see Aretha Franklin. Well, I got some tickets to call in and get tickets. I got tickets on the Winfrey Show. So we were waiting in the green room area. And there was a lady that was sitting there. I think I might have been 24-ish. I went to nobody's church at 24-25. I went to nobody's church. There's a lady sitting next to my mother. A lady sitting next to, sometimes she was sitting across. We were sitting on this side like this. There was two of us along the wall here, and then there was some rows of chairs, and then there were chairs and chairs and chairs. So the next time we'll be sitting over here with a black table over there for me, talk to me. And so you know I used to tell people staring at you? So they were staring. So I kind of nudged my mom and said, my mom was like, you know, my mom, she's like, what? I'm trying to get to you back. So then she said, she moves her seat over to the other row right in front of me. She said, how y'all doing today? And my mother, so now my mother, now because she came over to talk, my mom went into the father's tummy. My mom went into my mom. Like, okay, what you want? Who you with? And so she said, how y'all doing today? My mom was like, fine. You know, they're real quick time. Like, time, like, you know, because I don't like the energy. So she's like, fine. So she goes, he says, first of all, she says, is this your son? And so now my mama really go into mama bear mode. Mind you, I'm all like 24, 25. She went to mama bear mode like, yes, it is. And who? And you are. So she was like, I'm Providence. Right. Who just said it? Hobo. Right. She was like, who's that hobo? She said, I'm Providence so-and-so. And I was like, oh, God. So instantly when she said that, I turned everything off. But now watch this. She said, she wouldn't even talk to me. She was talking to my mother. She said, And I started laughing. I said, my best Mary, Mary and Martha, my best Sarah, you know, who, like, I was tickled. Like, Angel, hey, laughing. I was tickled. I, so my mom was like, no, no, he's not. She said, he needs to be. She said, because he's going to talk to the nation. And I just put my head up and started laughing. I went back to my magazine. My mama said, oh, okay. And she said, I don't think he's gonna do that. And she was like, it's okay. He ain't going to want to do it, but he's going to have to do it. This is like a real story. I don't, and what was crazy is, we got into the studio to sit down and get in our seats. We were like three rows from the front. And I was looking for her because I was like, I really don't want this lady to sit behind me. Because, you know, now you got me screwed. Right? So, like, I really want to sit behind me. I want to see where you at. So, you know, don't start, as soon as we get the producer comes out, and gives us directions. Don't do this, don't do that. We turn our phone up front. So don't be pushing around, don't be blah, 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 doing all that kind of stuff. You know, try to maintain whatever, whatever. Hopefully you don't have to use the restroom because you don't want to have the empty seat, blah, 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 blah. Okay, good. So now I'm like looking for the lady. She went, she sat over there about one row ahead or further down to the end because she was in my good peripheral position. I thought, okay. Show starts. No, she's talking for the message. Show starts. We sitting there, Oprah comes out, you know, it's all exciting, woohoo! And then Aretha comes out, woohoo! They singing, whatever, you know, she do her stuff. And so I idolate over there, good. Now, show starts, so now I'm enjoying the show because Aretha's getting it in. And then all of a sudden I look over there, and she ain't telling about somebody else in her seat. So I'm like, okay. So I'm like, oh, she's on. It's her house. That's my fault. She's over there pumping. She's over there popping behind me. You made her put her out. Wow. Right. That's what I'm thinking. So we have a great time. Open show, right? She come through over, shaking hands with people, and all that kind of stuff, you know. So we didn't even out. We go get the car from the parking lot that we parked at. We didn't know where to get the cab back to the car. So we go get a cab back to the top. We get ready to walk. We carry down the cab. Here comes the lady outside walking back up the street to us. And she said, I'm gonna be waiting for your message. Now I'm outside and I got the room. I can talk good now. I'm talking good now. In all of my 24, 25 year old age. Baby, you gonna be waiting long. I don't know. Oh God, I don't know. But then, hold on. Now I will tell you, that was then. Fast forward. I'm at Comcast, and what's this lady's name? Because she's on my Facebook page. Carol Turner. Any of y'all know Carol Turner? She's a preacher. Callie Turner. Y'all might know her. She's a preacher. She was a I don't know if she's a pastor or not, but she was a preacher. And she worked part time for me at Comcast. She was in my call center. And so she was a part-time employee at my call center. And they came and we did a men's day event at the church. I remember you had that men's day. Just that men's day. But we did a men's day event at the church. And so now you remember at Kingdom, they used to have a Man of the Year contest. So we recorded, I think that's a VHS tape. I got the VHS tape somewhere. We recorded it. So I brought, so a lot of people wanted to see it, so I brought it to, I brought the tape to the whole camera, just for the camera to be, you know, I brought the camera to to the office. He took it and put them in the conference room so they could see it and watch. They wanted to watch it because we couldn't make it. She couldn't make it to the Lakers yet. So I won Man of the Year. I won Man of the Year at the church. And so I had to get up, give a speech, whatever you want to call it. So she stood there, we sitting in the room. And she literally looked at me. And she turned around. Mind you, we had great conversations all the time. She turned around to me right in my face. She said, "Man of God, what you waiting on me? You don't preach." And I said, "Now, nah, Miss Turner." I called her Miss Turner. Hey, Miss Turner, talk to me. Plus, I was always 27-28. I was 27-28. Being 27-28. Anybody think that? Wrong with that. Now, anytime I see her online or whatever, I make sure I sign in with her. But again, there you go. Hold on. Long as you said I was about to give my money to, because the money told me that God said, "Go home and rest it, don't need the money." He wasn't looking at me while I was saying that. I lost my job in the next day. He paid my full pay for 6 months. Wow. So, does that make that person a prophet? No. But can he speak prophetically? Absolutely. Do I believe people can speak prophetically? Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, had I had the mindset when those people spoke those things to me to grab a Bible and test that to the word, test what they said to the word, maybe things would have turned out a little different. But I didn't, because I'm like, everybody's not here. Well, so again, I played that video because I thought it was interesting. It got great comments and feedback and all that. I think what I'm trying to do. But, you know, biblically, scripturally, he was all right, look. Just like you can heal yourself. Right. You know, lay hands on yourself. Oh, Lord. Yeah, I'm going to be here in studio life. My God, it's feeling so good. We ain't got no air foundation on here. I thought about that when I was praying about it. That is so interesting. I wonder who that lady is. I wonder where she went. And I want to sound like the prophet, you know, in a good way and bring them on. Oh, my God. I think it's worth the conversation. I'll have to see. I'm asking. I'll do the before thing. Y'all know I don't do got your radio. I don't do got your radio. I would ask them to come on and talk about it. And I think when I had Prophet Cornelius Williams on before, early on, I asked him about that. And I think he gave an explanation. I don't recall what it was. I didn't like to go through the show with the time. If you've been on here multiple times, I'd probably go back to the very first show. But multiple times. Now, I never asked Apostle David Rogers or Apostle Jonathan Bernard Austin. I think we have another one on here. I know it was Rogers, Austin. I feel like it was one more. Oh, well, I think for now, I wasn't going to say Bishop somebody, but Bishop is the actual office. That's the one that breaks down. But yeah. But look, we're going to take another break because I need to get something to drink, because I've been talking to you all this weekend. The thing I need to get is trying to make you reminisce about Thursday and Wednesday. That's how I'm getting slow. See, we're going to work on that spirit of that formula. Come on here, brother. Spread them it all. Oh, God. A lady that claimed she was a god that might have cut off. Ha ha ha! don't believe that you need to call them to the day. You have. Oh, God. All right. Sorry, what's the lady's name? Here for the song. Huh? What's her name again? Takiya. T-E-K.
Look, I can't spell it now.
Oh, God. I can't find it now. I had it saved.
Tia
Skipper. Oh, okay. Thank you. I had it saved in here. I don't know where my stuff is gone. I don't have a Tia Skipper.
You just don't have it.
It's in my, I saved it though.
Saved it though.
I did. Really?
Yeah.
Where is it at though? I literally had it play in, say a loud note. Say what? These are facts. I tell it to my football team all the time. I'm so mad right now. I don't know if I have that thing saved. I do have to say it's in a playlist, and I don't know what playlist I put it in. That's so bad. That's really bad. I'm here now because I ain't heard it in a minute. Any phone calls you say? No. Felicia, what's the name of your sister? What's the name of your sister's song? Because I want to play it before I go to break. Come on, hurry up. You're supposed to know it. Now. Oh, God. Oh, my Lord. All right, I ain't even worried about it.
Why can't find you?
Because we got some of the name right.
Is it T-E?
Oh! Yeah, that's it. Look at y'all. Be right back, y'all. CC, what the hell up? CC, LOADO. Oh, not you, sir. Stop. Be right back, y'all. I had the save part, right? I knew save was in there. He said something.
Promise that you come back and your brain, your leg will be restored. You hear me? Baby, I wasn't doing nothing.
Oh, God.
All right, we are back. We are back. We are back. We are back. You get a chance, Tony. Look at the Union Elite message that was posted a couple of hours ago for both.
Okay.
Yeah, when you get a chance, it'll tickle your fancy. Maybe not. Yeah.
So are you ready to start the show?
Yeah, I am. Okay. I'm sorry. I was trying to get the article up, and that threw me off. And then look at the comment. Oh, God. Sound like Tyrone was trying to take over Magic Pot. That's what it sounds like. But anyway, let's get to... Oh, she sent the song to Tiny. That's what she sent it to. I know you sent it to me. We don't have it, though, unless she sent it somewhere else. But why is it not opening? Okay. Oh, there it is. Wait, my article wasn't open. All right. Nope. Wrong one. Yeah. All right, so we got this great article. We're going to jump into it now. That sound like you're so quiet.
Is it your torn yellow bowling shoes?
Huh?
Which one is it?
It's the one from Ellie.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Yeah. But here we got this great article. 10 ways not, keyword, not to be an effective worshiper. Y'all know Treasury Christ, we always talk about all things praise and worship for our main topics of conversation. So I think this one will be helpful for some people because that's all we want to do is help the people, right? So let's get to this particular article. Feel free to chime in at any time. Before we get to it, y'all know I like to give you a little background on the writer of the article. And this one, the writer is Jared Wilson. We've used him quite often on the show. Jared is the director of the content strategy for Midwestern Seminary. He's the managing editor for The Church, director of the Pastoral Training Center at Liberty Baptist Church, and author of numerous books, including Gospel Wakefulness, The Pastor's Justification, The Prodigal Church, The Imperfect Disciple, and Supernatural Power for Everyday People. A frequent preacher and speaker at churches and conferences. You can visit him online, of course, and see all his writing at JerryWilson.com. Amen. Well, let's get to this article. 10 Ways Not to Be an Effective Worshiper. Yes, send me a clip, Felicia. The writer says this: if you're wondering how to be an effective worship leader, I have a few thoughts on some things you could stop saying. So this is a post in which a crusty old curmudgeon rants a little about annoying song leader banter. Don't take this too seriously. Don't take this too seriously, except maybe do. So here we go. 10 ways not to be an effective worship leader. The writer says, number 10, we're going descending. I'm sorry, ascending. Sorry. No, descending. We're going... number 10, are we ready to have fun this morning? Why do I feel like we did this a long time ago? Are we ready to have fun this morning? The answer is probably not. The truth is, when this is your welcome at the start of your music time, it tells me where your head's at. Nobody goes to church to have a bad time, of course, and I'm pretty sure plenty of people go to have fun, but this is the point of worship. But is this rather the point of worship? Is having fun where you want your hearts directed as you lead people to exalt God? No. It's where you want hearts directed when you're just trying to crush your set or rock it out for Jesus. See number 5. Are we ready to have fun is just slightly worse than this next comment opener. I don't know if I've actually heard anybody say that. That would be kind of cringeworthy if I heard somebody say that as they got up and the first words out of their mouth, y'all ready to have fun this morning? That would throw me slightly. Yeah, that would bother me a little bit. Yeah, because I don't know about that one. Yeah, I don't know. What y'all think? If y'all went to y'all church and the person came up and grabbed the microphone and came on the stage and was like, praise the Lord, y'all ready to have fun this morning? How you feel about that?
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, yeah.
You okay with it?
Yes, I'm okay with it.
Okay.
I mean, but I guess it's not a
fashion. Yeah. Oh, God. Next, number nine. Let's keep going. The writer says, number nine says, how's everybody feeling? This sounds like a regular old concert by the spot. How y'all feeling tonight? Chicago! How's everybody feeling is the comment. The writer said, if I wanted to stretch to justify the statement, I could say that what you're asking the congregation to do is self-reflect on their spiritual condition and present their real whole selves honestly and submissively to the glory of Christ as you lead them into adoration of him. But my guess is that 9.9 times out of 10, what you're really trying to do is get people to say, woo! Because that is only what the response is.
You talk about having to prime everyone and everything else like that. And so you have taken some secular things and brought them into church. So to meet the needs of the young people and everything. So is it ineffective? Who knows?
I think if it's a young people type situation where
they're going to laugh at you.
It's a teen day, and it's like you let the kids do the thing, and the little shorty come out and be like, hey, man, y'all ready to have fun this morning? I think that goes over well with them. But if it's a part of your regular Sunday morning worship service, and, 35-year-old somebody runs out there and be like, hey, praise the Lord, thanks. Matthew so-and-so says, y'all ready to have fun tonight? How y'all feeling this morning? Woo-hoo! Right. Yeah, I see what you mean though. It's got a double edged sword to it.
I mean, like I said, they're gonna laugh at you. They're gonna be like, here go pastor trying to act like he's a cool pastor, like he's just one step short from having a black bomber jacket on and his kids or whatever flat toe shoe on just to seem like to seem relevant and everything. But that's what some pastors do. And everything.
Okay. I can see that. I am at it. Makes sense. I'll be waiting on the music. It's time for the percolator. Show your love for Jesus. Oh, God, get her. Somebody get her.
But you read it in the way that you
see, Harvey. Show your love.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, without no doubt, these are the days. Hit it.
Number eight.
Y'all ready? Number eight. All right. Uh-oh. I think I use this one.
Yes.
Number eight. You can do better than that.
Yes.
I said in some form of fashion. I think I said y'all. But yes, you can do better than that. Or some other form of nagging about how we're not singing or participating to your liking.
Uh-huh.
It's never really on my mind at a church service to think of ways to impress the worship leader. Similarly shaming is. Okay, I got it. Now, in defense of myself.
It is shaming.
Is it?
It is.
Well, I love how you just
It is. It's very much so. Like, I get you trying to rile up the crowd.
She's never said this to me ever off the air. Go ahead.
I get you trying to, but see that. See how I said it? I get you trying to rile up the crowd.
But I'm not trying to rile up the crowd.
Congregation.
I'm not trying to rile up the crowd.
I got to get out of that scene.
I'm not trying to rile up the congregation, though.
Okay. I know that You might have to go back to the amen chair. Thank you, chair, for shouting for Jesus and everything else like that. Because everybody is coming to this place, and they're coming with something on their mind, their heart, and everything And some of them may be like, you for Jesus, and some of them at this point looking for the solitude. And here you go, you can do better than that. And, words matter and everything else like that. So you don't know what your word just said, even though you didn't direct it to that person.
Mm-hmm.
That person could have, you know, that person could be at home
mm-hmm.
where exactly similar, like, how come you can't do better? And then here I come to church, you can do better. And, like, you know, and here it is, like, you know, am I not good enough and everything else like that? And people hear words, and people who are empathetic feel those words.
I hear that.
You
don't
believe it.
No, I do. But I guess here's my retort. If
that's
fine,
what?
Retort. Okay. How's he ever come? Right, you say, but is it context though? Exactly. My comment or when I make that statement, it's not because I want you to clap for me. My comment or statement is we're singing a song. Yeah, but they might not if they feel some kind of way. So here, this comes from teaching, first of all, on what praise and worship is. And I mean teaching it and drilling it like you do. If we talk praise and worship and what praise and worship is in church, like we try to teach stewardship, like we try to teach tithe, if we spent as much time teaching people what it means to truly praise and worship God and what praise looks like by giving them biblical descriptions of what it looks like, and we did that on a constant basis, like all this time we've been spending on evangelism.
But I've never,
right?
And all the books that we read, the Bob Sorges and everything else from Kingdom and everything else like that, never in those books have I ever heard that, you know, these terminologies. I've heard about the chords and the chords going up, the chords going down and everything else in lieu of worship and everything else like that. I've never heard of the prim and proper. Like, you know, I equate what you do in the morning time, and it's not a bad thing. I equated to you with Ray Charles when he had the second master ceremony to quell down the audience. You're giving the audience a upper and everything else. Like
that's
what I equate to.
Okay.
I don't see anything bad with it, but I'm just saying, like I said, some of the words matter, and as we keep as I'm adding these points into here, as we keep going on. It's not, I don't think this article is meant to say, oh, you're doing everything wrong.
No, I don't think that either.
Yeah.
I didn't think it that way at all.
It is like a rubric of a pros and cons. And like, you know, and how can I say things more effectively?
Okay.
That's all.
Okay. I'm down with that.
Right.
I'm down with that. Let's keep it going. Number 7. Wait a minute. Let me get some comments over here, cuz. Why is it covered up that way? Felicia said, my pastor is around me and Tanya age, and he was a big hip-hop fan of the 90s. Example, shake it up, shake it up, shake it. I like, but some of the millennials be looking around like, oh, okay. But it's in context, got it. Rest of the comment. She said, this was talked about when they were casting lots. Help me understand your comment, the last comment, Felicia, because I think I either read it wrong or I read it like exactly. Whichever one your intent was. Number 7, I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Right? I can't hear you. Right? It says this. Well, maybe turn the volume down. We can't hear us either. We can't hear us either.
Sorry.
We can't hear us either. Turn the volume down. We can't hear us either. Yeah. The I think that's a, for me, we can't hear you is if it's a congregational song and the congregation is up, but y'all ain't singing. And it clearly says it's a congregational song. And the choir, chorale, group, soloist, whoever it might be, is singing. They are trying to implore you to become a part of the corporate, it is corporate worship, not singular, it's corporate. And so the goal is to get you to join in the corporate worship, No, we shouldn't have to pump and prime and all that. But the goal is to get you to join in on the worship. So when we use terms, like when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, the hope is that you sitting in your seat, you who are distracted or whatever, would take in that moment, that little quick 5.5 second blurb, to think about how good God has been to you. And when you think about how good God has been to you, there ought be some kind of reaction. And praise is never quiet. Ain't gonna get no help in here.
You think because you say enunciated with hard R's and T's that it is, it's almost you're equating what you're doing right now is trying to emphasize your point.
No, I'm emphasizing what the Bible says.
But I get that and everything.
So I'm not saying you're not good enough. The goal is to remind people why we come together for worship. You can sit quietly at home if you choose to, right?
But I can come to church and sit quietly.
But if I'm at home, for me, right? If I'm at home for me, and again, this is me. I'm not forcing me on you. I'm saying even at home, and you know this better than anybody. If I'm watching something, a video or whatever, y'all know I have put, I'll play YouTube videos on my TV with some good singing. And if it's real good and it's in that moment, I'm going in on the couch. I'm standing up in the living room. Cause I recognize when I hear the words being sung and they're being sung in a way that's, you know, some excellence behind it, and then I start thinking about me and my own self and my own situations and circumstances and everything else, absolutely I'm going to raise my hand. And I'm going to lift my voice and I'm going to use my feet, my legs. Because the Bible tells me that's how I show gratitude. The Bible says praise him with the timbrel and the dance, not by looking like you in a trance. Felicia says, I don't like the fact that I can't. That's what you meant. Lord, forgive me. I feel like sometimes I worship too long. I feel bad, but it's laboring sometimes. I love God. I agree with Tanya. Yes, because I went on the Stella with Dottie, I had a career and others. Right! I think that might have been the only time I was up too. I think that might have been the only time I was up too. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, for real. It's like if I play the video for y'all, the one I had Tanya play, I think we tried to play it. When old girl, was she had redid the Waymaker song, Miracle Worker, and we tried to play it. Did we try to play it? I tried to share it. That was when we was using the other thing that stopped working with Switcher.
Okay.
With Switcher Cast, yeah. And we played that song, and I'm sorry. Again, words, like you said earlier, words matter, and they do. But again, I'm not knocking people. I'm really not knocking people. But I think as long as the more you teach, the more you have to worry about using this language. Because people will then say, oh, okay, I praise God all the time. And again, but worship is a lifestyle. It has to be something you do. It can't be just a Sunday thing. Right? So it's difficult to stand up on Sunday. Yeah. Right. Right. That one right there too. Yeah. Yeah. Or Beverly Crawford, I owe everything to him. Huh? Man, look here. Gone every time. Number six. Oh, God, I ain't never said this. Number six. Introducing a hymn. Here's an oldie we dusted off. Hey, Tanya, hand me the hymn book so I can pick out an oldie but goodie.
Somebody else has done that. They haven't. They didn't say it that way.
I have heard it though.
Yeah.
I heard it say it, but I've never. I haven't said it that way.
So for everybody who's not church,
right?
And everything, they're gonna be looking around like, again.
Where am I at?
Why?
But they might appreciate it.
No, well, no. Sometimes it makes people feel some sort of type of way. It's like being in a church. Sometimes it's like being in a private school that you did not get to attend. Because I've heard me and you attended a funeral, and I'll let you know off the air who the person was.
Okay.
After the funeral, they came to me and they're like, I gotta learn to do what you and Dana did. And I was like, what? I'm like, there is no learning to it.
What did we do?
I guess that we were, you know, we stood when we stood and we did. And then I was like,
oh, okay.
And I was like, and I felt bad for the person because I'm like, there is no learning to it. And I was like, you know, it's something that is, you know, after a while, you just, you know, you get in tune with it and everything.
Right.
And everything else like that. And so, like, you know, I'm like, I almost felt like the person wanted me to be like, well, here's the instruction manual. No, there's no instruction manual to it. It's just, you know, once it has been nurtured, it becomes natural.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I agree 100%. I agree 100% with that. Let's keep it going. Number five?
Uh-huh.
We at number five. What time is it? Oh, we at 8:52. We almost on time. Y'all did not see on time tonight, right? But let's get to it. All right. Can't read because my phone don't like my fingerprint. All right. Number five. Let me get back over here. Number five says, I got to change the page. Cool. Here we go. Number five says, rock and worship. He says, please stop. I know you've got a good drummer and amps that go to 11, but referring to church music as rocking or using the phrase rocking it out is somewhere in the category of fanny pack and duck face selfie. That's not, let me say this. I agree with this 100%. Because you can't associate some stuff with gospel. It's like saying we're going to take it and turn it into something else. We're going to use the word for something else. Like the term trap gospel. Now, we know what trap stands for. We know what trap stands for. I don't know what, rocking gospel. Right? So we can be careful with that one. Yeah, we don't need to do that. But I'm laughing at the fanny packs and duck face selfies. It really bothers me when I see dudes doing duck face selfies. That makes me feel strange some kind of way. That a dude is protruding his lips on a pig tour. Oh, so that's how I felt about the selfies, Lord, the Stellas. I know, right? I'm like, it was a lot going on. Number four says, here we go. Lord, we invite you to be here. This is a good one. Lord, we invite you to be here. The writer says this. This is the worship leader's equivalent of asking Jesus into your heart. I think I know what the phrase means, the writer says, but it reveals something about our thinking related to worship. For instance, is it true that God is summoned by our worship? Or is it actually the other way around? He calls us, we then respond in worship. God isn't a genie, and worship isn't like rubbing a golden lamp, nor is he a cosmic butler to be summoned. Don't invite the Lord into a space like he doesn't already own it and isn't already there. Amen. 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 Once again, we cannot summon the presence of God. The Bible says he inhabits the praises of his people. You don't have to tell God to come be with us. If the praise is true and the praise and worship is authentic, he will show up in that place. there will be evidence of his presence. Because he's everywhere at the same time, but he sits. But when the praise is authentic, you see a move of God in the room. I wish I had a little bit of help on here. When the praise is authentic, then you see a move of God in the room. I just had a little help. I wish I had a little help. Just a little bit, just a little bit, just a little bit, just a little bit. It's one of those things that I wish we would get and recognize. You cannot summon the presence of God. I'm so glad the writer wrote that. You cannot summon the presence of God. It is a wonderful thing to know that he can't be summoned because we felt like calling him. Or because we just show up. But he'll show up when he feels like it. He'll show up when, you know, he will make himself known when he's ready. Otherwise, he'll sit silently and watch us make a fool of ourselves. Huh? He will sit silently and watch us make a fool of ourselves. So that. Number three? I think so, because I did. Nope. Yeah, I did four. Yeah, rule number three. I was doing four when you walked out.
Okay.
Number three. Number three says, God showed up. Here we go again. God showed up again. The writer says, I think I know what is meant by this phrase. It can be a way of saying we felt emotionally touched during the music time, which can be an okay thing. It will be weird for Christians to never feel engaged emotionally in worshiping God, but it can also be a way of equating emotional reactions with God's presence in an unhelpful way, in a way that inadvertently communicates to people that when they don't feel good, God must be absent. Felicia said, Tim Bowman, Carrie Shin, and other dude, it's funny how they didn't span the camera when they had performed because the old saints probably felt some kind of... Please say, God is in the room. I hate that. He's at the Jewel, Ross, my car, my house. Right. Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, this one, I think he stretched this one. He stretched this. Number two. Let's give God a hand. I say this often, but I also preface it with, you're not clapping for me. Because I'm giving that same... If you're praising and worshiping God, let's give him that hand clap. Because again, I equate it to when we go to concerts, when we go to sports, when we are excited about our team scoring a touchdown or shooting a basket or hitting a home run or kicking a goal or whatever it might be, when we win the lottery, we lose our ever-loving minds. Our whole minds we lose. She gonna show you love. We lose our ever-loving mind. But when it comes time, we say, come on, let's praise God with me. It's okay. Yay for Jesus. Yeah, I know you woke me up. You all right. Yeah, I know you, you know. Had an accident, I ain't died. I know, you all right with me, Jesus. It just seems like sometimes we get, Jesus get the pity pat hand clap. But Queen B, we fall out. That's all I'm saying. Last one. Number one. Turn to your neighbor. Turn to your neighbor. Now, okay, as far as how to be an effective worship leader, there's really nothing wrong with this approach, the writer said. But as a socially awkward introvert, this kind of instruction is a huge heaving bowl of panic attacks. He better never go to Rock of Ages. He can't go to Rock of Ages. I don't mind turning to your neighbor the first two times. It's turning to your neighbor that 15th time for me. Yeah. And if y'all don't know who Pastor Marvin E. Wiley is at the Rock of Ages Missionary Baptist Church in Maywood, Illinois, down on Madison Street, Pastor Marvin E. Wiley will have you super kicking your neighbor. Suplex to your neighbor, head but to turn to your, if you don't super kick your neighbor, hit your neighbor in the throat and let him know God Bust your neighbor, in the back of the head three times and let him know. Take your heel off and hit your neighbor in the eye one time. I mean, that's just really how you do it. That's how you do it at the Rock of Ages. Felicia, oh God, I'm done. Felicia said, I ain't turning nowhere because everybody don't chew gum. I talk to myself. Turn your neighbor and ask him, do you want to have a toy? You want a swig of my travel sack? Listen to me. Oh, God, I'm so dead. We right on time. Let's go. Oh, God. Look, y'all, it's been, it's time to go. Look, seriously, it's time to go. But, no, I think I agree. Tanya, you made some excellent points. I agree. Sometimes, depending on who you are and how it's said, it can come off and make some people not and make people feel not great about themselves. So I agree 100%. I agree 100%. Yeah, I want to get ready and pray and get out of here. Hey, before I do that, if y'all ain't doing, she said turn your neighbor and say less. You know what? If y'all ain't doing nothing tomorrow, 7:30 tomorrow, I'll be at Triton College tomorrow. My football team is our first game. Your boy is the newly minted defensive coordinator. And we got our first game tomorrow against Walter Luther. And y'all want to come out and support, come on out. The ticket's only $5, but y'all come out and hang out with us. The boys going to be out there grilling. KP and them going to be out there with the grill. So, yeah. So y'all come on out and hang out. Well, KP ain't really going to be grilling. He's going to be on the sideline. So TC going to be grilling. I thought about that. But, yeah, y'all come out, hang out with us tomorrow out at Triton College, 7. The game starts 7:30. You come in, I think doors open at 7, 6:30, something like that or whatever. So come on in. Apparently, they got really, it's a really nice stadium. I was thinking about we went to Melrose Park. It wasn't a fan. Triton College has a very nice football stadium, which I did not know they had. I probably never paid no attention. So apparently it's a good seat up there. But anyway, I'll be there. Tanya be there. I'm putting her to work. She goes, I need a ride. Who drives the church? You can park at the school and ride the fan bus. Oh, God. Anyway, we're going to get ready to pray and get out of here. While we're praying, though, I was able to find my song. And I know it's always not quite clear. And I don't think they didn't block it because it's a YouTube video. So they can't block me for playing something that's already out there, right? Amen. So, yeah, we gonna get ready and get out of here on tonight. But if you have a prayer, if you want to, anybody want to be prayed for, you want to drop those names in the chat box. Anybody wants to pray for tonight or pray for you on your behalf or a situation or circumstance, whatever it might be. If you want to do that, on today, that would be awesome. I would definitely mind praying for you or your people in whatever situation it might be. So you can go ahead and drop those names in the chat box. I'll be looking at it occasionally. But I want to play a little bit of my song and then go into prayer. I'll play the video as well. Again, talking about worship and lyrics to song and style and excellence. It matters. It matters to me. Oh, that's good. That's good, Felicia. That's good. We all need a little bit of that. Amen. Amen. We don't get maybe if I get the right song, it'll be all right though. You can drop whatever you want me to pray for in the chat box. Get ready to leave it tonight. Thinking about how good God has been and the ways he has made for us and the things he's done and the places he's taken us, the roads we've traveled, the safety that he's kept us, the way he's protected us,
We recognize it's a blessing. We recognize it's a blessing. And we just want to pray. So if you want to do and drop anything in the chat, you want to go ahead and just pray to God and close out with this amazing worship on tonight. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for God, we thank you for God. God, we thank you for you. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for being God. We thank you for just being that person, and being that mighty and awesome God that always shows up, the one that's there with us in our good and in our bad, in our right and in our wrong. You're still there. God, you've taken us and brought us through so many situations. And for that, we just want to thank you. God, we praise your name just for being the God that you are. God, we thank you. Lord God, we're praying for some families on tonight. God, there's a prayer in the chat that says reconciliation with family. God, we're praying for Felicia and that prayer that she lifted for tonight. God, we're lifting on her behalf and on her family's behalf. God, we're lifting that prayer for a lot of families, God, who have some strife, who have some discontent, who are disconnected in some shape, form, or fashion. We're praying for them right now, God. We're praying. God, we're praying that you would heal generational hurt. Yeah, that's it. We're praying that you would heal generational hurt. We're praying that you would remove generational strife. God, we're praying. Ah, hallelujah, Jesus. We're praying, God, that you would mend some fences, God. And God, if you don't mend the fence, God, we're praying that you give us the strength. Thank you, God. To be okay with walking away. Hallelujah, Jesus. Ah. God, we're praying that you would mend our hearts and that you would clear our minds and clean our conscience, God. So if they can't forgive us, great glory. God, we're praying that you would, if it's in your will, that you would fix it, God. God, we're praying. God, we're praying for any. There may be some people that are watching and they don't want to put their prayer request in the chat, God, but you know what they stand in need of. God, we know you to be a way maker. We know you to be a way maker, God. So we're praying right now that God, whatever the situation is that they're going through, God, that you would continue to be, hey, glory, that way maker. That you would continue to be that way maker, God. God, we're praying that you would move and push anything that is not like you out of the way, God. Let us see you. Let us see your face, God. Direct us back to your face. Direct us back to your heart. Push us back, God, to when we first encountered you. Hey, glory. Push us back to that, God. Remove any discontent or any heartbreak, God. We believe right now. We believe right now that if it's in your will, that it's done. We believe that it's done. We trust and believe that it's done. We're praying right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Every heart says amen, amen, hallelujah. Look, y'all, we're going to get out of here. If you got to drive through this special city, the one we call Chicago, we just want to say thank you. Keep your head on a swivel. Y'all stay blessed. Have a good Sunday. I'm preaching Sunday. My God, I just forgot. Y'all want to come through, I'll be here. Hallelujah. Catch us on Sunday. Bless God. Come on. Woo!
Yeah. A Baptist fit. My. It's the Baptist sitting in the background for me. That's all I'm saying.